In my first combat tour in Afghanistan, I was called to go on a mission up the Pesh River Valley, which is in eastern Afghanistan, I think one of the most beautiful parts of the entire country. Very beautiful river valley surrounded by very tall mountains. Such an incredible place, but a very dangerous place. It was a holdout for the Taliban. And the last time that a priest had been up there, up the Pesh Valley, was 3 months earlier. So the mission was arranged, and the task was to go to 3 combat outposts and celebrate Mass, hear confessions, and then end the day at one of the forward operating bases way up the valley. So we started in these upper armored vehicles and drove up to the first outpost, which was called Combat Outpost Honecker Miracle, named after 2 soldiers who had died in that region earlier. So right as we were getting to the outside of this outpost, the vehicle stops outside the walls, and the vehicle commander looks back at me. He said, "Hey, chaplain, there's a sniper shooting into the outpost, so we're going to wait here for a little bit." So we waited a couple minutes, and then he looked back again. He said, "The sniper's still shooting, but we're just going to go in to the outpost." So we drove into the outpost, and we waited for a few more minutes. And the vehicle commander looked back at me. He said, "Hey, chaplain, they haven't found the sniper yet, but what we're going to do is lower the gate, lower the back door, and when we do, run out and into the bunker." I said, "Okay." I got my mask kit, and as soon as that door hit the ground, probably even before it hit the ground, I was out of that vehicle, and I ran the 10 or 15 feet into the bunker. And as soon as I was in the bunker, I met a fine Catholic officer, a lieutenant, very faithful Catholic man, who introduced himself. And he told me that the normal place where they had Mass, where they would normally have Mass, we couldn't do it because we would have to go outside to get to this place, and it was just too dangerous with the sniper out there. And keep in mind, this outpost and most outposts were 2 or 3 acres at the most, and there's only a couple dozen soldiers in this outpost. So it wasn't very large, and there was no dedicated chapel. Normally they had it where the soldiers would eat, on a table there. But since we couldn't get there, we decided to have the Mass in the aid station, the medical tent, the medical area of this bunker. So we went inside the medical station, the aid station, and of course there's no altar there. There wasn't even a table. The room was very small, and space was at a premium. So there was not even an extra table there. So I set up the Mass kit on a litter or on a stretcher where a soldier would be treated if he was injured. And I remember there were 6 soldiers that came to Mass that day while the sniper kept shooting. There were 6 soldiers that came to Mass, and they were all pretty dirty and still in their body armor and carrying weapons because they had just come in from the outside looking for the sniper. And as Mass continued, I remember hearing 50 caliber machine guns from one of the soldiers trying to kill the sniper. So that's when I tell people, if I ever hear a baby cry at Mass, that is music to my ears compared to helicopters or rockets or bombs or 50 caliber machine guns. You know, when I hear kids in Mass, it's absolute music to my ears. I love hearing that. But as we continued the Mass, we finished the Mass, and then the soldiers went back outside looking for the sniper. And then we got back into the vehicles and went to the next outpost, had Mass, confessions, went to the next outpost, Mass and confessions, and finally made it to the forward operating base that evening. When I went back to my headquarters, I told some of the officers what had happened. And one of the officers who is Catholic, he said, "Chaplain, you shouldn't have even had Mass there. They had better things to do. It wasn't safe. It wasn't convenient for them. You're wasting their time." And I said, "Look, the last time a priest was there for confessions or Mass was 3 months before that. It was important for me to be there. It was important for me to celebrate the Holy Mass and to offer confessions. Because who knows the next time there's going to be a priest there." And he said, "Well, it just wasn't a convenient time for them. You're distracting them. You shouldn't have done it." I said, "Whatever." And I walked away. 3 months later, I'm back up in the Pesh Valley. It had been 3 months since any of those soldiers, those men and women serving up there, had seen a priest. So 3 months later, I'm back up in the Pesh Valley, this time for Christmas. This time for Christmas Masses. And I ran into this lieutenant once again, this Catholic man. And we're talking about the first Mass, which was a little exciting because of the sniper. And he said, "Hey, Father, do you remember these two soldiers?" And he told me their names. I said, "Oh, yeah, I remember. I remember them." He said, "Well, 20 days after you left, we were in a major operation, and they were killed in an ambush." And it was at that moment that I realized, it was at that Mass at Combat Outpost Honecker Miracle, that was the last time they heard the Word of God proclaimed by a minister of Holy Mother Church. That was the last time they had an opportunity to receive the body and blood, soul and divinity of Jesus Christ in the Holy Eucharist. That was the last time. And if I had listened to this officer, he said, "You know, it was too dangerous for you to be there. It was inconvenient. You're taking them away from their task or their mission." Those men would not have encountered Christ in word and Eucharist before they died. Today is the feast day of Saint Martin Tours, who's venerated with great reverence and devotion, especially in France and in Bavaria, in Germany. Many, many churches dedicated to his namesake. He was born in the 4th century. He was a soldier. He's a soldier. And later on decided he wanted to be a monk. So he left the military services, became a monk. People loved him. They made him bishop. When bishops are still made by popular acclamation, the people would proclaim somebody, they would pick him out and say, "We want this person to be the bishop." And he was an incredible saint, who evangelized and catechized and really defended Holy Mother Church against the heresies of that time. You know, today as we celebrate Veterans Day in our nation, also many places around the world, as we remember the veterans of the military services, especially those who have died, we also remember that we are in the church militant. We are in the church militant. The church can be divided into three categories. The church triumphant, which we celebrated on November 1st, the men and women, the saints in heaven who are praising God face to face at this moment, right now. The church triumphant. They've conquered sin and death because they've been conformed to Jesus Christ. And then in the month of November, we celebrate or we remember the church sorrowful or the church suffering in a very particular way as we pray for the dead. At this Mass, we're praying for the souls in purgatory. But we don't forget us. We are part of the church militant. The church militant. And although some people don't like using these terms anymore, I love using them because it's a reminder that living out your Catholic faith and my Catholic faith authentically is a struggle. And I often tell people, if you are comfortable in your Catholic faith, you're not doing it right. Because Jesus Christ says, if we're going to be his disciple, we will take up our cross and follow him. He doesn't say, if you want to be my disciple, sit in a bubble bath and think happy thoughts. He doesn't say that, at least in the scriptures I know. He said, you will be insulted, you will be persecuted for my name's sake. We're in the church militant. And you know what? So many people are telling us that it's okay to evangelize, it's okay to proclaim the name of Jesus Christ, as long as it's safe for other people, as long as it's convenient for other people. Just as I was told, it's okay, chaplain, if it's safe and convenient for those soldiers to have mass. The world is saying, it's as long as it's safe and convenient for you to evangelize, it's okay. And the world is basically saying, yeah, you can do this in your home with your windows closed and your doors shut so nobody else can hear you. The world wants you to be Catholic on the world's terms. No, we are part of the church militant. We are going to struggle for our faith. We are going to be faithful to our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. We will proclaim the gospel to every face, to every people, to every nation, because that's what our Lord desires us to do. And today we have such an incredible example, St. Martin of Tours, to follow in that. So as we continue with this Holy Mass, we pray for wisdom and courage that we may recognize that we are in a tremendous struggle right now, especially in our culture, our society, our nation. We're in a tremendous tremendous struggle to bring truth and goodness and love and beauty into this world. We pray that we may not fail in our task, we will not become disappointed, that the Lord himself will grant us the courage and wisdom necessary to be a faithful disciple of Jesus Christ. Praise be Jesus Christ, now and forever.